This is the sound of winter, which arrived with a vengeance Wednesday. At the wind-blown Highway 51 truck stop 12 miles north of Wausau, Ron Mittelstadt worked to clear the snow from his shuttered greenhouses.
I've got a garden center next door here, so I got to get the snow away from the buildings so they don't cave in.
Mittelstadt had just survived a short drive on the ice-covered interstate.
Kind of blowing shut and snowing in and icy underneath.
What do you hate most about driving in weather like this?
Other people's driving habits. They drive way too fast.
Roland Teary, a Merrill truck driver, echoed those concerns at the diesel pump.
It's bad out there. You can't even see a quarter mile to a mile ahead of you. It all depends how the wind's blowing.
Teary said too many car drivers don't realize that they need to slow down and give truckers more space.
You betcha. We gotta be very cautious. The weight pushes you right down and you can't stop as quick as cars can. And the wind will catch you and whip you all around too.
And after enduring a long trip from Milwaukee to check on his property up north, Scott Feller managed to be philosophical.
Oh, the roads were terrible till we got, probably about 20 miles out of here. Otherwise they were terrible. It is what it is. We're in Wisconsin, right?
And in northern Wisconsin, this isn't just the sound of winter, it's the sound of money for skiers, snowmobilers, and those who depend on the tourist trade. In Merrill, I'm Glenn Mobert for Wisconsin Public Radio News.